The lobby at the Ace Hotel is buzzing. The West Loop hotspot is serving as the epicenter for the second annual Drink Chicago Style Conference. It's a collection of bartenders and others from the service community who have come together to worship at the altar of the cocktail. The three-day conference is much more than mixologists learning about the latest trends in liquor. Chicago Style was built to talk about the issues behind the bar, to, as they say, equal parts drink and think. So no lectures on mezcal here. Instead, they're hosting sessions like Understanding Hospitality's Relationship to Ancestral Trauma, or It's Okay Not to Be Okay, Mental Health Issues in the Hospitality Community. Shelby Allison is one of the co-founders and co-organizers. Shelby's also a co-owner of one of Chicago's best cocktail lounges, Lost Lake, in Logan Square.
Our aim is to help contribute to conversations that aim to promote inclusivity, equity, sustainability, and safety in our workplaces, specifically our little cocktail corner of the hospitality industry.
It's grown so much over the last 10 years, thanks in part to what you've done with Lost Lake and others, but you know, as you look and see how the consumers have come to the table, and there'll be lines out the door at Lost Lake or other places, how much do you have to think about the actual people behind the bar and making sure that they're healthy and ready to go?
Well, I think the thinking starts there, first and foremost, with your team. Hospitality, I think, begins first with taking care of yourself and taking care of the people that you share workspace with, because only then can you really care for your guests. You know, if you don't, what does RuPaul say? Like, if you don't love yourself, like, how can you love someone else? And really, hospitality is an act of love and an act of service and selflessness.
This conference spends a good amount of time talking about the need for diversity and inclusivity in the Chicago bar. But that doesn't mean that the conference isn't for everyone. Again, Shelby Allison.
I think Chicago's doing a great job of showcasing diversity behind the bar, both in bartending positions and in leadership positions. You see so many women running programs now in the city. That visibility of women, people of color, queer folks, like, we definitely are promoting women, of course, but we really do want to take an intersectional approach to this conversation. We want to include men because they're frequently the ones that hold power now and can be real key holders to changing the systems and the types of barriers that are existing from keeping women, people of color, queer folks from getting actual power, which is ownership, you know.
And that's a big part of it, because you can make a lot of changes as the face of your bar. You could have women or people of color or queer folk behind the bar. But when it comes to leadership positions and it comes to ownership, are we seeing a sea change in Chicago? Or is there going to be are there more people of color and everyone that we're talking about that are getting a piece of the pie?
Yeah. So, you know, we definitely are seeing lots of diversity on staff. But when it comes to actual ownership, I don't think that's happening yet. I'm a co-owner at Lost Lake, but I share that title with five dudes. So, and we're all white, so there's not a lot of diversity there. You can be very intentional about hiring women, people of color, and queer folks on your team, but you also need to be intentional about not tokenizing those people by providing real avenues to management and to ownership.
Shelby and her co-organizers also spent a good amount of time talking about the changing face of the bar. What was once a place to go possibly drown your sorrows is now becoming a place with a different purpose.
So as people learn to drink better, we expect cocktails that are made with quality ingredients and made with integrity. We also yearn for that old timey, you know, armchair psychologist bartender experience. And I think that bars now, you're seeing a shift towards an emphasis on community, both a community as a hospitality industry, but also being an active member in your physical geographical community and geographic community. And so, you know, we're going to make you a really expertly measured and stirred cocktail, but at the same time, through our hiring practices, through our programming, through the things that we allow and don't allow in a bar, we are showing that community is forming in a new and different way. Sometimes that's political fundraisers, work for organizations in the community, providing space for organizations to do work inside your bar, things like that.
The conference is growing. and bringing in more of the hospitality industry from around the country. Lynette Marrero is a mixologist from New York City. She's behind one of the big events for the conference, the popular Speed Rack Bartending Challenge, a national event born out of changing the stereotype of mixologists. Lynette recognizes how the industry has exploded.
You can't walk into a restaurant or a neighborhood bar anymore really without seeing a program, which that's very different. If we've seen how it's grown, I mean, just even seeing how it's grown in Chicago. My first work trip was here in 2009. I was working as a brand ambassador for a rum company, and I came here and started seeing the bars that were happening. And there was, you know, like every place, you had a handful of people who were basically making less money by making these more complicated drinks with harder technique. Because, you know, yes, you can make a lot more money pouring vodka sodas in a club. And these are people who are like, we want craft, and we're going to take this time and energy, and we're going to build this. And now our consumer is in a lot of social media. You see people interacting with the cocktails, very much how chefs also got into that space of where your consumer understands it a bit more. They're interested. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know why. They practice at home some of their drinks. And so the standard is constantly changing and evolving. And to your point, you have to keep being creative and have these spaces that are innovating. But I think what I've seen, which I really enjoy, is that with innovation, as opposed to being exclusive, it's become more inclusive, and you have a lot more people invited into the conversation right. of what's going on. I think that's been the best thing to see about it.
But as the industry expands, that means more emphasis has to be put on the health and well-being of its professionals. Again, Lynette Marrero.
I think what's great is there's a bigger focus on self-care in our industry, and there's a big movement about thinking about the bartender's overall health. And I think what we think about is it's not cool anymore to be like, oh, hey, I was the drunkest one at the party. That's not what it is anymore. Everyone's like, awesome, you went out, you had a great time, and we all got up in the morning and like did yoga together and thought about stretching and doing things that are good for our body, because standing on your feet for 10-hour shifts is exhausting. So there's more emphasis and thought on how can I still do this, have it be sustainable, what kind of things do I need to take care of, how do I need to think about stretches and things that are going to keep me going, what kind of footwear. And I think there's more investment from the overall the spirits community giving that. You see, you know, we have here at Chicago Style, every morning there's a sort of workout class, something sponsored by Beam Suntory, where they're talking about, all right, health and wellness. Tomorrow there's yoga. I will be there because that's important. You know, after standing on my feet all day today and with our Speed Rack event tonight, stretching tomorrow in a community of all of us just sighing and getting that out. And I wish that was more of an emphasis when I started in 2004, but we didn't have that opportunity. And I think it's great that everyone realizes that you have to invest in the human capital.
That's what's great about this conference. It truly is equal parts think and equal parts drink. You can have a big event where bartenders and mixologists can showcase their talents and at the same time have a breakout session on the erasure of the Chicago Lesbian Bar. Liz Weck is on the advisory board. She used to work in Chicago bars, and she's now the director of social services at Howard Brown Health Center in Chicago. She says there's a need to protect Chicago's bar culture, but also protect the bartender.
Bartenders are often social workers, right? I'm a social worker. But I think what's important about this conference is it's not like a lot of beverage conferences. It's really actually challenging people in some of the things that we all face in all industries, but that's particularly interesting in the cocktail industry, just because it's a service industry. Mm-hmm. It's an industry that with a lot of money. It's an industry that bars are often led by white men, but the people that are serving them are often POC, queer folks, and they don't often have like a leg up in the industry. And how do we create spaces that are safe, inclusive, intersectional, and sustainable for people? And not only, we want people to go out and have a really nice time, right. but we also want people to be accountable to what that means.
And this conference as well, and it does everything from, you know, talk about inclusivity and talk about safe spaces, but it also has a lot of talk about mental health and giving more opportunities for bartenders to and the cocktail industry as a whole to deal with how it has changed and how stressful it is. You go to any bar in today, and it could be a cocktail bar in the West Loop, it's nonstop. I mean, it's the relationship you're talking about at Big Chicks, where you could sit down and talk to somebody, it's not there.
No.
You can't talk to these people.
And there's also like a culture of like you have to be on the grind. You have to, like, if you aren't working 80 hours a week, then you like aren't doing it right. But there isn't like a lot of options for people to access mental health because a lot of people aren't insured, or like access to insurance is going to change their pay scale completely, or they work nights and like there isn't the availability. So it's also it's challenging people to think outside of like, what does self-care look like for you? How can you be sustainable in a career that doesn't always value the human, but values like the work product at the end of the day? And sometimes it can feel like you're part of a machine, but you are like an individual and you deserve individualized care and services and self-care. And that's what the conference wants to promote. It wants to promote and challenge people to think outside the box on like, what does traditional hospitality industry look like?